Gotcha. So the last time you would have been testing for lead and copper contamination would have been in 2016? And they were all, nothing at all, non-detectable for the 10?
We went over the action limits.
So there was lead?
Sure, he didn't say that. He said.
I was clarifying.
It wasn't over the action.
I know, but to be, if you're going to clarify, they weren't over the detection limits, so there was no point in going further.
So you had 10 samples in 2016. Did all of them have lead or some trace of lead?
This isn't.
I can't respond. I don't know all the data in 2016.
This isn't an interrogation, so.
No, I'm trying to clarify the issue.
I know, but this is an interrogation, so.
To be clear about the issue, if we end up with an actionable item, we do something about it, and if we don't, then there's nothing that we're required to do, nor we would expect to pursue any further.
I would say if I was running a water system and there was detectable amounts of lead in the system, it'd be good to let people know that.
You're not running it.
But you're not running the water system.
You're right, correct.
I appreciate your